Chapter 26. They made it as far as the first run of forested hills, and found shelter in the rocks. It was evening, and the rain had come in a downpour. Over the rocks, Brenwar and Ben stretched a canopy that kept them dry. It wasn't an ordinary canopy either, but something Brenwar had kept rolled up in his saddle. Another treasure from Dragon Home.
It'll keep you dry and warm, even cool during the hot seasons and such,
Brenwar grumbled, wringing out his beard.
Made for man, not dwarf. The harsh elements are a dwarf's best friend. Well, that and ale.
I'm thankful, Brenwar,
Basog said. He cast a quick spell that made a small pile of rocks begin to glow red hot. Sasha was dripping wet. She shivered and said,
Yes, many thanks.
Me too,
Ben said, nodding. The ground dried out quickly, thanks to Basog's magic fire. As soon as it did, he sat down and leaned back against one of the warm rocks nearby. Sasha sat next to Basog and leaned against his shoulder.
That was a close one,
Brenwar said.
You did well, all of you. I believe our friend Nath would be proud.
It was close, all right,
Basog said.
But my concerns are far from over, Brenwar.
Brenwar grunted.
They knew Nath was down, and they wanted him this time. They sent a small army after him.
He shook his head.
They'll still be coming after him. Wherever he goes, war will follow.
He'll be safe in Morgdon,
Brenwar said.
But will Morgdon be safe from him?
No one said anything, but at least Brenwar was thinking. At the moment, there was peace in Nelsimbor. No major wars were stirring. According to the Lydorn and the elves, the orcs had started to press, and the atmosphere of the world was getting prickly. And now it seemed that the evil forces at work wanted Nath Dragon, alive, not dead. Basog could imagine why. To spark the next great dragon war. He feared that Nath would be the prize of that war.
They want to turn him, I fear,
Basog said.
We can't let them have him. We can't risk an all-out war either. And you know as well as I do, Brenwar, that the dwarfs require little provocation. Our enemies are counting on that.
Brenwar huffed.
The dwarfs won't overreact. And I assure you that
he pointed at Nath,
and the rest of us will be plenty safe in Morgdon. We have plenty of places to hide him.
Didn't you lose him the last time?
Basog said.
No, don't you worry. He's asleep now. He was plenty awake the last time.
He pointed at Basog.
We'll keep a close eye on him.
Basog closed his eyes and rested his cheek on Sasha's head. She was sound asleep. Across from him, Ben was yawning and stretching out his long arms. Inside himself, Basog's human side felt 1,000 years old.
Close calls with death will do that to you, I suppose.
Basog missed his home in the city of Quintuclan, the perfect sanctuary for study, rest, and quality time with Sasha. She'd turned his dull lab of magic into a home, and her good spirits kept him entertained. Now, for reasons he didn't entirely understand himself, he sat in the harsh elements where the word relax had no meaning. He stroked Sasha's soft hair as her chest rose and fell gently on his. He felt guilty she was here, but she wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world. She'd made that clear.
That's what people who love each other do. They stick together.
It was one of those things he'd learned to understand in his experience with the conflict between good and evil.
Love grows. Evil destroys.
His eyes drifted over to Nath, who lay still as a corpse. Without saying so, they'd all pledged to protect their friend from one end of Nelsimbor to the other. And they probably weren't going to get much help, so they'd better take what they could get.
To Morgdon on the morrow, then,
he said to Brenwar, and closed his eyes. A moment later, he slept. Brenwar, eyes alert, huddled over Nat's deep sleeping form and brushed the hair from his face.
We're gonna get you back to Dragonhome one day. I swear it.
Nearby, two forms huddled over the rocks with their horned necks craned. Finlan and Phelan, the satyrs. She tugged on his shoulder and led him away, their hoofed feet gently passing over the rocks.
Morgan!
She spat.
I hate the dwarves and their city. I wish a gargantuan sinkhole would swallow it up.
Finlan giggled. She smacked him across the face.
Now is not the time for laughter. Now is the time for plan. Who do we tell?
He said.
Marley is dead, and all of her followers have died or fled. Do you suppose that we can snatch the dragon man on our own? The reward would be great, would it not?
She gored him in the head with her horns.
Ow!
He said.
Stop that, will you? Ow! Don't be such a phony boy, Finlan. You need to get tougher.
She pushed past his shoulder and down the rocky slope.
I'll take the message to the clerics. You follow the dragon man. Be sure to leave a trail. And don't use your pipes unless you absolutely have to.
As you say.
Ow!
Finlan said, rubbing his neck.
Stop doing that.
She glowered at him. He started to speak, but bit his tongue. He glowered back at her.
That's better,
she said.